After more than a year of negotiating, the Boston School Committee agreed in July to revamp the way students are admitted to its prestigious exam schools. The historic decision was the latest issue at the three schools. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, some parents worry that the perennial discussions about the exam schools are distracting district leaders from other important issues.
So that's school.
That's the word for school.
Just before dinner on most weekdays, you can usually find 9-year-old Isabella Kim playing with her 12-year-old sister Madeline near their North End home. This American Sign Language vocabulary game is one of their favorites.
Where's this dad? Yes,
yeah, so that's the sign for dad.
Both girls are at Boston Public Schools. Isabella, who's hard of hearing, goes to the Horace Mann School for the Deaf. And Madeline just got into the Boston Latin School, one of BPS's three exam schools.
In our family, we have two very different things going on where the system is affecting the futures of our children and our family.
That's Madeline's dad, Charlie Kim. He watched the debate over exam school admissions closely last year when his daughter was applying. But at the time, he was trying to deal with a more pressing issue in his eyes, the extensive water damage at the Horace Mann School for the Deaf.
They're sharp, rusty things coming out of the wall. You see water leaking in on electrical things like overhead projectors.
It frustrates Kim that the Horace Mann School, at the brink of a building closure, hardly gets noticed. And yet the exam schools get an abundance of attention from the school committee and the public.
I think it's wrong. The amount of time and effort that is placed in political capital that was placed into an exam school. We understand it's a jewel, but it should be a model of what should happen throughout the rest of the district.
While the three exam schools don't get more city funding than other district schools, Kim believes that all of the attention they get does come at the expense of other issues at BPS. 3/4 of district buildings don't have air conditioning, and 40% don't have a functioning library. City Councilor Lydia Edwards believes the exam school's long history, especially the Boston Latin School, is a big reason why it attracts so much consideration.
You're dealing with like institutions that have existed for hundreds of years. There's a whole rich history that comes with that, good, bad, or whatever, that feeds into that. It's almost like asking, why is Harvard an elite institution? It's unfair to just be like, why are you guys focused on this now? It's never not been focused on.
But Edwards adds, a lot of pressure around exam school policy also comes from parents.
The parents and families believe that that's a golden ticket in some cases.
Superintendent Brenda Caselius defends the amount of time and effort the district spent on the exam school entrance policy this year. She says it was a huge step toward improving diversity, especially at the Boston Latin School.
I think it was time well spent because I think it was an important equity decision for our district. It was very symbolic.
Still, she concedes discussions around the district's three exam schools do take up a lot of oxygen, especially considering only 1 in 8 BPS students are enrolled there.
I do agree that we do spend a disproportionate amount of time talking about exam schools overall when we really need to be talking about the overall health and wellness and opportunity and access for all of our students within the Boston Public Schools.
The 5 major candidates for mayor have also promised to invest equal time on bigger issues, like updating district buildings and expanding access to rigorous material.
I think it's a perennial accompaniment of every mayor's race that I can remember that people have claimed that one of their number one priorities is the success of the Boston schools.
UMass Boston political science professor Paul Watanabe argues Boston voters don't usually end up holding mayors accountable for the promises they make about schools, which ultimately means
almost as equally as perennially, at least recently, the focus has generally been on the exam school question rather than on the totality of the system.
For Charlie Kim, our parent from the beginning, that's a frustrating cycle because it leaves parents fighting for resources.
You don't want to be the squeaky wheel that gets everything because you look at all of BPS and realize that there are so many other schools, so many other students that are not getting that type of advocacy.
It's like a competition, he says, and that's not something he feels great about. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.